May the Lord help us to commence our worship with hymn 612. In every believer, two armies are seen, the new man of grace and the old man of sin. In Christ he is perfect and free from all guilt, yet in himself evils are both seen and felt. Hymn 612.
Holy Word of God, there are three psalms that I'd like us to read together this evening. Our first psalm is the third psalm. Our second, the 77th. And our third psalm, the 142nd. So our reading this evening, or readings this evening, is taken from the book of Psalms. And our first psalm is Psalm 3. This is a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I await, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Let us now turn to the 77th psalm. The 77th psalm to the chief musician Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off for ever, and will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone for ever? Doth his promise fail for evermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy ways in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And our final psalm, it's the 142nd psalm. The 142nd psalm. Mashgul of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand, and behold, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. We'll leave the reading of God's holy word there. May he bless it to each of our souls, and may he help each of us to call upon his great and holy name in prayer. Great and almighty Lord God, do draw us, Lord, that we might run after thee. Draw us to thy feet, Lord, and may we be favoured to call upon thy great and holy name. And may, Lord, we do so in that reverence and godly fear. As we come, Lord, that reverence of our thrice holy God, a perfect God, an almighty God, a holy God, a thrice holy God. Lord, we think of the hymn that we've just sung, that two armies, the Shunammite. We think, Lord, of the old man of sin, and Lord, that new man of grace, Lord. Lord, may we each feel, Lord, that we have that new man of grace. He must be born again. May, Lord, that warfare that we have, that warfare, Lord, may we put on the whole armour of God, the shield of faith and so on, Lord, how we need it. We think, Lord, of the conflicts, the battles. We think of many things we have to fight against, Lord, even our own thoughts, our own evil heart, that heart that's deceitful, desperately wicked. That heart, Lord, that evil heart of unbelief. Lord, an old man of sin, and yet, Lord, what a mercy. A mercy, Lord, that to thy people thou dost grant unto them, thou dost create in them that new heart. A heart, Lord, from sin set free. A heart, Lord, to worship thee. Lord, many conflicts thy people have. Many conflicts with Satan. And Lord, we have no might against him, Lord. He comes, Lord, as a roaring lion, Lord. And the things that he insinuates, the things, Lord, that appear even in our own thoughts, Lord. Those doubts and fears, Lord. Lord, he comes, Lord, and we can't do anything against him, Lord, in and of ourselves, oh Lord, but prayer. Lord, we take up prayer against him, Lord. Lord, that roaring lion, Lord, often goes about as an angel of light as well, Lord. And yet, Lord, he's a defeated foe. What a mercy that is. Though that he can go so far and no further. Lord, the many insinuations that pop into our heads at times, Lord. As I said, the many doubts and fears. Lord, we need thee to speak. We need thee to speak a word with power. We need, Lord, thy precious, gracious, holy word. The precious, exceeding great and precious promises that are contained in thy word. We need them spoken to us with power. Don't be silent unto us, Lord. Lest if thou be silent unto us, we become like those that go down into the pit. Lord, but speak. Perhaps there are those, Lord, with fears, with doubts and fears.
We know, Lord, we often fear where no fear is, and yet, Lord, thy people do have many fears. We know, Lord, thy word declares that perfect love casteth out fear. And yet, Lord, perhaps there are some here fearing. Some, Lord, that might be fearing the future. Some, Lord, that might be fearing the unknown way. But, Lord, it's not unknown to thee. What a mercy that is, that thou knowest, Lord, all things. All things that happen in our lives, Lord, are brought by thee through thy will or thy permissive will. And may each of us be granted that true grain of living faith to trust alone in one who is too wise to err, too good to be unkind. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. May we each prove it, Lord. Perhaps we fear, Lord, lest we should prove to be a castaway. As Paul, Lord, how he had that concern lest he should preach to others and prove to be a castaway himself. Perhaps we have a fear, Lord, lest we should be deceived. That, Lord, we might be deceived in our religion, deceived in our standing. That we might deceive others, Lord, or even deceive ourselves. But, oh, Lord, we cannot. We will not be able to deceive thee, Lord. Lord, there are some fears which are good. One of those, Lord, is our standing before thee, Lord, because that will make us diligent, diligent to make our calling and election sure. And may we be diligent in the things of God. May, Lord, our standing before thee be vital to us, Lord. And, Lord, speak to us of fear not, if we need it. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Perhaps there are some, Lord, that are fearing that they are not amongst thy people. Some, Lord, fearing that they might be left when thou for those thine that thou dost call. Some should be taken, Lord, and some left. That sort of fearing, Lord, that should be left out, left behind. Well, Lord, speaker, fear not. I have redeemed thee. The love of God in providing a Redeemer, the holy, perfect Son of God, the one who paid the price for the sins of the whole election of grace, the one who suffered, bled, and died in their room, place, and stead, that they might go free, free from the sentence of sin, free from the condemnation of sin, and made right in thy sight. What a glorious Redeemer. May we each know him individually, Lord, personally, that he is our Redeemer, my Redeemer, that through his sacrifice we're made acceptable in thy sight. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Lord, it's all of grace, not of works, Lord. We've got no works in and of ourselves to plead, no good works, Lord, none at all, for even our best is stained with sin. Even when we would do good, evil is with us. But Lord, what a perfect Redeemer, the Son of God. May we each know that we're graven on the palms of thy hand, that Lord, through thy suffering we're made whiter than snow. May we know, Lord, that thou did bear all our iniquities are laid on thee, that thou were bruised for our sins, suffered, bled, and died, rose again, Lord, the third day for our justification, Lord. Lord, we're such sinners, the chiefest of sinners, 500 pence debtors. Oh, Lord, what a perfect Saviour. Salvation is of the Lord, even for those, Lord, that have such a great debt, a debt that they can never repay. Those, Lord, that are such sinners. What a wonderful Saviour, Lord. Jesus Christ, Son of God. May each know, individually, personally. May, Lord, we each come before thee, confessing all our sins, all our transgressions, all our shortcomings, all our iniquities. May, Lord, we come confessing. Grant unto us that humble and a contrite spirit that thou wilt not despise. Or grant unto us, Lord, that broken heart We might be broken-hearted sinners, feeling, Lord, the enormity of sin before thee. And yet, Lord, don't leave us there. Thou dost not leave thy people there. Thou dost lead them to the Saviour of sinners, Jesus Christ, the great Redeemer, that day's man, the one that stood between in garments, died in blood. That day's man that put his hand on both. O Lord, we thank you that there is a mediator, that there is one in heaven, that the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. We thank thee, Lord, that we're able to offer up prayers through and through him, that precious Christ, that he is seen instead of us when we approach to God. May we have a right and proper religion before thee. A religion, Lord, that's centred upon Jesus Christ and him alone. Nothing of self, nothing of works, that he might be the sum and substance of our religion, the sum and substance of our existence, the sum and substance of our lives. That one thing needful, that chiefest among 10,000, that altogether lovely, that pearl of great price. May we have a religion that's solely built upon him, that firm foundation. Lord, may we have a religion not founded upon sand, not founded upon a shifting foundation, no, upon that firm foundation, that rock, Jesus Christ. May, Lord, we have a religion that will stand trying times, a religion that will stand troubling times, a religion that will stand infirmities, afflictions, a religion, Lord, from thee, given by thee, a religion that starts and finishes with thee. That stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. Lord, may be everything to us, Lord. Not that rock of offence, not that stumbling stone, but a firm, safe foundation. And may each of us be found building our hopes for heaven upon him and him alone. This man shall be the peace. May he be the peace to each of us, Lord. That warfare, Lord, and that peace between God and men. That mediator. There is one mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus. We thank thee that it is so, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a mediator. Lord, because we feel so vile. We feel so loathsome. We're full of that wounds and putrefying sores. And yet, Lord, thy people in thy sight are made whole. Thy people, Lord, in thy sight. Oh, Lord, what a mercy. It's Jesus Christ that stands in the midst. Jesus Christ, the one, Lord, who suffered, bled and died, that he is seen instead of us, Lord. What a mercy that is. May each know it. Be with each of the friends here, Lord. We bear each before thee again. We think of one, Lord, with that great trial and anxiety with his wife. Lord, uphold him and the family. Strengthen and support them, Lord. Grant thy gracious presence. Do, Lord, make one in the midst. May they feel, Lord, those arms underneath, upholding, strengthening and supporting them. Lord, do be with them, Lord. And may they prove the goodness of God, even in these difficult and trying. Lord, may they prove that thou art a God of love, even in the most trying, difficult circumstances. Those things, Lord, that are so mysterious to us, Lord, those things that we don't understand, may they prove the goodness of God. May they prove, Lord, that thou art their support, their strength, their high tower, their refuge, their all and in all. Be with them, Lord. Uphold and be with one that's got the affliction, Lord. Grant her thy presence, Lord, we pray. And as we pray for her, Lord, we pray for others that are afflicted. We bear each before thee. Thou knowest the afflictions of each of thy people. Lord, there seems to be so much affliction abounding round about in this day. We know, Lord, that there's always been affliction since sin came into this world. Not before that, of course, Lord. But, Lord, there seems to be so many afflictions amongst thy people, Lord. And, oh, Lord, do, Lord, be with those that are afflicted. Be with those that care for them. Uphold and strengthen and support, Lord. And may each of us be found much in prayer. For those, Lord, that have these circumstances, Lord, and we think of those that have got these afflictions of the mind, Lord, and what in our own family, not being out of our home for many years. Oh, Lord, we don't understand these things. Well, I don't, Lord, but it's a mercy that thou doest. Do, Lord, be with them. Grant healing mercies in accordance with thy mind and with thy will. Sanctify every trial and affliction, we pray, that there might be a teaching in these things, there might be a profit into the profit, Lord, in them as well. And Lord, may, Lord, thou dost teach thy people to profit. And may, Lord, there be teaching in these things to each of us. Be ye also ready. For the Son of Man cometh at an hour and a time, and ye think not. May we not be found slumbering. May we not be found in a sleepy or slothful condition, Lord. May we be ready for that time when thou wilt call for us. May we not be found like the foolish virgins. No oil in their lamps, destitute of the oil of thy grace. And how, Lord, when the bridegroom came, and how, Lord, they tried to buy that oil, and yet, Lord, they couldn't. Oh, Lord, may there be a speaking word unto each of us. Be ye also ready, Lord, for thou mayest come as a thief in the night. And may, well, are we ready? If we're not ready, Lord, make us ready. We come in, Lord, with our hymn, to prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Prepare each of us, Lord, for a never-ending eternity. Prepare each of us to stand before thee. Work mightily in others, even amongst the young. To the elder, we each need thee to work. Death is upon the road, Lord. None of us knows what a minute, an hour, or a day will bring forth. And we know that thou knowest, Lord. Not a shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. But, Lord, prepare me. Prepare each of us to be with thee, which is far better. Some of us need a lot of preparation, Lord. Some of us have got a lot of rough corners to be knocked off. But oh, to be ready. Nay, Lord, to be hastening for that time to be with thee. To be with thee, those that care for the afflicted, Lord, and bless the means used upon those that are afflicted, Lord. Grant healing mercy if it's thy will. Do be with them, we pray. Be with the elderly once again. We bear them before thee. Be with the young and rising generation. Keep them as the apple of thine eye, Lord. And may they, Lord, be numbered amongst thy people, Lord. We were even talking about it earlier, Lord. The devil is such an active foe. We know he's ever been active, Lord. But, Lord, how he seems to be going about in this generation. There's so much, Lord, to occupy the mind. There's so many things, Lord, to draw apart. And how the devil, Lord, uses these things to keep thoughts away from eternity. To keep thoughts away from thee. But Lord, grant, Lord, that the young and rising generation, that each of us might be kept from the world. That we might be kept from the spirit of the world. Yes, Lord, in the world, but not of the world. May, Lord, we set that right and proper example before the world. Some of us shirk from it, Lord. It's not like to be different. But may, Lord, we honour thee in all things. May we shine forth as lights in a very dark land, Lord. May we not hide our lights under the bed, as it were, Lord. But may others take knowledge of us and know that we've been with Jesus. Grant, Lord, in those that we come into contact with in our secular calling, and perhaps those that are at school, that they might set that right and proper example, Lord. We need thee, Lord, to help us to do that, Lord. Listen at us. Grant, Lord, that we might do that which is right in thy sight and give a good answer. An answer, Lord, that we should... Ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, he who hopes of heaven, but may not be ashamed of thee, Lord. May we speak to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory. Grant us wisdom, though, that we should know when to open our mouths, to speak, Lord, and when we need to keep them shut. Grant wisdom, we pray. And yet, Lord, what a mercy it is, Lord, we lack wisdom. But, Lord, thy word declares that we should ask wisdom of thee. And so may we do. Be with the young and right. Lord, keep them as the apple of thine eye. Keep them from so much that they see in the world, social media and all these other things, Lord, that draw them apart, Lord. Grant unto them the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Grant wisdom unto parents, grandparents, in all their dealings, that they might set that right and proper example before the young and rising generation. Raise them up, Lord, to be pillars in each of the causes of truth, Lord. And we would pray once again for this, our denomination. We thank thee, Lord, that for the number that gather here. We thank thee, Lord, that there are a few, Lord, that gather to worship thee, Lord. But, Lord, we need thee to work. We need thee to build up Zion. We think of the small causes of truth, Lord, that are diminished and brought low. We think of those, Lord, that have wandered off, that have left. We think, Lord, of prodigals and, well, Lord, in that the parable of the prodigal, how the prodigal was brought to that state of abject poverty, that need, and then he remembered his father's house. What a mercy, Lord, and what a welcome he had when he returned. Lord, grant that prodigals might be brought to that state and condition, that abject poverty, and then return to their father's house. And be with those, Lord, that fear thee not. Grant them, Lord, their eyes might be opened. Their ears might be unstopped, Lord. Pluck those brands from the burning. Stop some in their mad career. Those that are hurtling on the broad path to destruction. Grant, Lord, that thou would hedge up their paths. Yet, Lord, there might be that condition, Lord, where they have to cry out, Lord. What must I do to be saved? Do, Lord, work mighty. Build up the causes of truth. Grant a godly, gracious increase here, Lord. And each of the causes of truth, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, what thou hast done here. And yet, Lord, there is room. In the churches, grant, Lord, that sinners might come forth to say what a dear Saviour they have found, to speak to thy praise, thine honour, and thy glory. Do, Lord, hear us, we pray, Lord. Our denomination's been brought down so low, even since the days that this sinner started to come amongst these people, Lord, in the denomination. Lord, the number of chapels that have closed, Ichabod written over the doorway, the glory hath departed. Grant that Ichabod might not be written here. But grant, Lord, that there might be a reviving. There might be a turning unto thee, Lord. Revive us. In the midst of the years, make thy work known, we pray, Lord. We think, Lord, of the virus once again. Thy wrath poured out upon the nations of the world. But use this virus to thy praise, thine honour, and thy glory. Grant, Lord, that there might be that teaching for each of us. And the Lord, we might truly be taught by thee. And that, Lord, as a domination we might be taught, and as a nation. Our leaders, grant them wise counsel and good judgment at this time when they ease the restrictions, Lord. We pray, Lord, that thou would guide and direct aright, even though they don't recognise thee, Lord. Even though they don't recognise a God in heaven or don't mention a God in heaven, Lord, thou art in control. The hearts of all men are in thine hand. Guide and direct them aright, Lord. And do, Lord, hear the sighs and cries of thy poor remnant regarding the abominations that are done in the land. Stem the tide of iniquity, Lord. Grant there might be a turning back unto thee, Lord. Grant, Lord, that we might not go back into our former ways as a nation, Lord. Preserve unto us our Lord's day. Preserve unto us our Protestant heritage. Do, Lord, hear us. We pray, and be with the young and rising generation when they think about careers and jobs for the future, Lord, and the Lord's day, Lord. Grant wise counsel and good judgment that they might be ever able to assemble themselves. And Lord, thy word declares we should forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, Lord, but do preserve unto us our heritage. Preserve unto us our Lord's day, but Lord, don't leave us to a formal religion. We don't want that, Lord. Don't let us just come to a cause of truth as the door swings upon its hinges. We will be truly thankful that we're able to gather here this Lord's Day. But Lord, how have we come? I trust many prayers, many cries, many sighs have been put unto thee, Lord. May each of us come to thy house prayerfully and carefully, seeking a blessing for our soul, Lord. What is the house to me? Bless the Master. Aye, because that's what we desire, Lord, thy gracious presence. Each time we gather in thy house, Lord, may, Lord, we not go home disappointed. We pray, Lord, that thou would make one in the midst. As the friends gather here, Lord, to worship thee on the Lord's day, the week evening, or pray, Lord, do make one in the midst. Abide with them. Grant thy gracious presence, Lord. And grant, Lord, it might be said it was noised that Jesus was in the house. Let us not be satisfied with anything else, for we know, Lord, that When sometimes we gather in thy house, Lord, we're not conscious of that, but the fault lies with us, Lord. Perhaps we haven't come up prayerfully enough. Perhaps we haven't come up crying enough. But do, Lord, hear us. Lord, help us this night to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Help me, Lord, to speak a few things to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory. And loose the stammerer's tongue, Lord, we pray. And thou knowest, Lord, the things that have been laid upon my spirit, Lord. And we pray thou bring them to my remembrance, Lord, that we might speak, Lord. Speak a word in season, Lord. Whether it be a word of correction or even a word of reproof. But, Lord, speak and be with each of thy servants, Lord, as they labour this night. And need the Lord to have finished their labours for their day, for the day. Grant thy gracious presence and keep Satan from them, Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord, that thou would help any of thy servants that are labouring this night. Grant them liberty in the gospel. Grant, Lord, the signs following the preaching of the word. We're poor vessels, Lord. We're earthen vessels, but we have the excellency of the power of God. It's not of man, lest any man should boast. It's all of thee, Lord. Do, Lord, be with each of thy servants, those, Lord, the one that's been sent out to the ministry, be with him. Be with any of thy servants, Lord, that are laid aside, that aren't able to preach. Be with our friend Brian Izzard at Fen Stanton. Uphold him, strengthen and support him. Grant, Lord, that the means used upon him might be blessed by thee, that he might return, Lord, to preach once more. And do be with him and be with his partner in life. And be with each of thy servants, Lord. Those, Lord, unable to preach, Lord, and grant thy gracious presence and raise them up again. If it is thy will. Accept of our heart thy gratitude for every mercy, in providence and in grace. We have an abundance, Lord. We thank thee for thy many gifts, the many things thou hast provided for us in this time. Everything, Lord, comes from thy good and gracious hand. And may we truly recognise it, Lord. We think, Lord, of even the food that we eat, Lord. And how, Lord, before our meals we say grace. Lord, may we not do that out of custom. May we not do it out of formality. May we not do it, Lord, just even without thinking. But may we be truly thankful for thy many, many mercies. The food, Lord, that thou dost provide. The raiment, thy houses, those that we have, Lord, those that we love, those that care for us, Lord. Thy many, many mercies. For thou hast not dealt with us according to our sins or as our iniquities deserve. And we would be truly thankful, Lord, lest thou should take these things from us. Then we would be thankful. May we be truly thankful, Lord, for the being able to gather in thy house. May we be truly thankful for a few like-minded friends to gather with. May we be truly thankful, Lord, that thou hast granted us the health and strength to be here. May we be truly thankful thou hast granted us the desire to be here. We thank thee, Lord, for thy many, many mercies. Countless they are, Lord. And how short this sinner comes in giving that thanks due unto thee. We thank thee, Lord, for the precious Christ, that gift beyond every gift. Lord, we thank thee, Lord, that there is salvation for thy people, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a perfect Saviour. Forgive all our sins, all our transgressions, and all our shortcomings. Blot them out as a thick cloud, Lord. Wash us, wash me, make me whiter than snow. Purge me, Lord, with that hyssop. Make me whiter than snow. Make me acceptable in thy sight, Lord. And apply the precious blood of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Apply it to my heart, to the lintel and doorposts of my heart, Lord. And may the heart soften a hard heart that we've got, Lord. Be with us this evening. Help me, Lord, to speak a few things and help others to listen. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us continue with hymn 733. Astonished and distressed, I turn my eyes within, my heart with loads of guilt oppressed, the seat of every sin. Hymn 733.
complete dependence upon the Lord. Attempt to speak a few words from the first two verses of the 77th Psalm. It's the second psalm we read together, the 77th Psalm, and the first and second verses. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. The psalmist starts off with, I cried. It's personal, isn't it? I cried. Have you cried unto the Lord? Have you cried? It's personal, not the person sat next to you, not the person behind you. If you're married, not your husband or your wife. If you're a child, not your parents, not your grandparents. Have you cried unto the Lord? I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. To cry unto the God in heaven. Prayer is a wonderful thing. It really is, if you think about what prayer really is. Prayer doesn't require great words. Doesn't require many words strung together. The Lord speaks of those vain repetitions, doesn't he? So we don't need many words. Sometimes it's not even a word. Sometimes it's just a groan, a sigh, a cry to the God in heaven. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. What a mercy that hell-deserving sinners can call, can converse with God. That's what prayer is. Communicating with God. Communicating with one we do not see. Praying to God. Now how can a sinner? How can the vilest sinner out of hell? How can 500 pence debtors? How can chiefest of sinners? How can blasphemers, as they once were? How can those that were injurious, how can those that lied, how can a murderer do that? Because there's a God in heaven, an almighty God. Jesus Christ is in the text. He's in these verses. He is in heaven. That mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. That's why when we pray in Jesus' name, we pray to him, because he's in heaven at the right, our great high priest, the mediator between God and men. What a wonderful thing that the Lord's children, that the Lord's people, the Lord's friends, as they're referred to by the Lord, those that are sons or daughters, adopted sons, to those that are grafted on him, they can cry unto God, and they have a mediator, one in heaven, a precious Christ, that one who walked this sin curse, who knows the feeling of our infirmities, the one who knows when we're tempted. He knows. He was tempted. Of course, he did not sin. That's impossible.
But he knows. He knows all about us. He knows us better than we do ourselves. He knows us through and through, and he's in heaven now, at the right hand of a glorious, ascended Saviour. And that's why the Lord's people can cry unto God, because he hears. He's in heaven, and he answers prayer. Isn't that wonderful? That there is a mediator between God and men. One that we can approach. Yes, our poor prayers. We might feel our poor prayers are so feeble. I feel my prayers come so short. My prayers so carnal. So repetitive. Remember, the Lord went 3 times. Said the same prayer. But I do feel my prayers come so short. But the Lord knows. He's in heaven now. Have you cried unto the Lord? Really cried? Even the youngest children cried unto the Lord. When you need help. When you need support. When you need his presence. When you're cast down. When you're oppressed. I cried unto God with my voice. It's a wonder to me that we have a prayer hearing God in heaven. His ears are open to the cries of his people. And more than that, he's not just a prayer hearing God. He's a prayer answering God, isn't he? Can't you say that? Haven't you heard some of your prayers answered? Yes, sometimes they're answered in the most unexpected way. Sometimes they're answered contrary to the way that you wanted, or the contrary to the way that you desired. Sometimes the Lord doesn't answer prayers immediately, and that's all in some cases, and then we must think, well, are we asking the right thing? Are we asking according to his will? And that's what we must pray, and it takes real grace to say, thy will be done. I remember when I first came amongst the denomination, the first couple of prayer meetings that I went to. What a blessed thing to have prayer meetings. To call upon God in prayer. Wonderful, isn't it, really, that we can do that. But I remember from some of the first prayer meetings I went to, and somewhere here, some people say, the will of the Lord be done. Now it takes real grace to say that. Real grace to say it and mean it. We have to be careful. And we have to pray, of course, the will of the Lord be done, if the Lord will. But we have to be careful when we pray that. We have to be submissive to the Lord's will. We have to lie submissive in his arms and know no will but his. And that takes great grace, because if you're anything like me, well, perhaps you're very different to me, but I often pray and want my will done. And you like that? You want your way. Perhaps you want a particular door open, a particular door shut. And you might pray, but you really want thy will. I feel it would be wrong to pray for afflictions, to pray for trials, to pray for difficulties. But in some of those, there have been some of the greatest blessings to the Lord's people. But when we pray, thy will be done. And we must pray it, as I said. Because his will, the Lord's will, is the perfect will. He knows exactly what you and I need. He knows exactly what you and I need to be taught. And he knows the exactly perfect way to teach us. And he knows what we stand in need of better than we do ourselves. So when we pray, when we cry unto the Lord, thy will be done, may we be submissive to his will. Some of the Lord's people go through deep, deep waters, great, great trials, and often or sometimes in them they feel like they're going to be overwhelmed, feel like they're going to be overcome. They wonder where the scene will end. Have you not found it like that in your walk, in your conduct, the way you've walked through this world? Often trials seem to come in, troubles seem to come in. And it's one after another. Haven't you ever experienced that? One trial, and then you think, well, How could things get even worse? And they get worse. And then another trial. And then another difficulty. And what do we have to do? What should we do? I'm sure you know what we should do. Cry unto the Lord. But what do we often try and do in troubles? Try and get our own way out of it, don't we? Try and look to ourselves. Look to each other, perhaps. And it's good to have friends to help and so on. But we shouldn't put our hands. We should leave it in the hands of our good and gracious God. You and I, as we walk through this wilderness journey, this waste, howling wilderness, the Lord will have his people to cry unto him. And the Lord's a sovereign. He knows exactly what we need in our lives to make us cry unto him. Many years ago, before I'd walked very long in the pathway of being amongst the Lord's people, my son had a great affliction. Some of you know that. He had cancer, stage 4 cancer, spread to his lungs. It was discovered in the providence of God. And I know some people talk against vaccines. And I leave that. That's up to people's consciences before God. But my son had just been given his MMR vaccine. And he got worse. After the vaccine, sometimes they have a little bit of symptoms. He had some symptoms. And it got worse. It got much worse. And it got worse still. My wife kept going to the doctors. And the doctor said, oh, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just had the immunisation and he's having a reaction to it. But my wife knew better. She knew there was something. She kept going to the doctors. And eventually the doctors said, we don't know what to do. Get him to hospital. So immediately we went to the hospital. I wasn't with my wife at that time. She went to the Lister Hospital. And there was they said, okay, we don't know what it is. We'll do a scan. So they went down to the scan room. The nurses, the two nurses that went with my wife were joking. Were very, very happy. Very pleased and so on. They had the scan. And when my wife and they came back after the scan, they were absolutely silent. They were not saying a thing. They were in shock in some ways. My wife went back. And the doctor said, you're going to Great Ormond Street. The same day we were in Great Ormond Street, I was rushed there from my work. And that was a great trial. It was a great difficulty, a great extremity. There was a great crying unto the Lord. Well, I will confess it before you, I didn't cry unto the Lord to begin with. I was hardened. Some of the thoughts that I had at that time, I'm ashamed of. I can remember thinking, how can there be a God of love to allow things that happen? It's terrible what we've led to ourselves. We've been even singing of that heart, haven't we? That heart that's deceitful and desperately liquid. And you might think, well, you would never say anything like I've just said. You don't know your own heart. You don't know what your own heart's capable of till it's left. Believe me, I talk from experience. Anyway, to continue. I don't want to talk about me, but I do want to talk about this. To the Lord's praise, the Lord's honour, the Lord's glory. When we were down at Great Ormond Street, my wife spent a large number of months there. And they had decided in the end, they were giving him lots of chemotherapy, it wasn't doing its job. They decided to do an operation to remove the tumour or remove the main tumour. And they did. They took the tumour away. And I remember while he was on the operating table, sat down in the canteen and the time went on. And on, and on. It should have been a relatively straightforward operation, we were told, but it went on for hours. And we were sat there, and you think, those of you that are parents, think of the agonies. And that's when I said, how can there be a God of love to allow things like this? And I'm ashamed of saying that, but I have to be faithful before God. And he kept brought through the operation, we went home. And I remember one experience that we had just after that. It was we had to go back to Great Ormond Street. We went in with the surgeon and he said, he looked us in the eye
looked as well as we could.
And he said, if you think the last 6 months of your life have been terrible, the next 6 months are going to be much worse. Can you think about that message being given? Think of crashing. And how down we went. How we went all the way down. Not all the way down. We went a long way down. It was crushing. We thought, oh, what does he mean? Perhaps he shouldn't have said that. But it shocked us. We proved that that was not true. Upheld. We had to cry unto the Lord. And I remember one particular experience. This is the one I did want to refer to, really. We were allowed to take my son. Well, we had to go down to the canteen in Great Ormond Street because my son would not allow my wife to leave him at all. He was only very young and he would not let her leave him. So they did allow us to take him down to the canteen so my wife could get some food. And I remember going to the canteen and I remember sitting in there and there was this young boy who was brought in a pushchair. That pushchair was a padded pushchair. Half his face was missing. Half the side almost completely gone. And he's restrained in this pushchair. And this thought came to me. How do they cope? How do the parents cope? How do we cope? How do I cope? How do you cope? If they don't have a God to go to. Those were my thoughts at that time. How do they get through? How can they be upheld? How can they if they don't have a God to go to? Well, you and I do. You and I have a God to go to. We have a God that we can cry unto. Yes, even in the most difficult circumstance, the most trying circumstance, the most perplexing circumstance, the circumstances that seem to be impossible with men. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And we have to believe that. We have to be taught it. Some of us are stubborn. But the Lord teaches his people. How do they cope if they haven't got a God to go to? We do. We have a God who's ever present. The God who's all around his people. I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice. What a wonderful thing it is that we do have a God in heaven. A God whose ears are open to the cries of his people. Yes, even when they're at the ends of the earth. Because he's there. He's even at the ends of the earth. He is everywhere. And his ears are open to the cries of his people. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, even unto God with my voice. It almost seems here like the psalmist is repeating it twice, doesn't he? I cried unto the Lord. I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice. Yes, you and I, when we pray to this living God, the thrice holy God, we may have to repeat the same prayers. We may have to go with the same petitions. Remember Elisha. Go again 7 times. We may have to go numerous times, more than 7 times, to repeat to God. Now he hears the first time, of course, but he will be inquired of. He will have his people to cry unto him. And that's one thing we have to do in our wilderness journey, is we have to prove our insufficiency. We have to prove our inability. We have to prove our weakness. We have to prove our deceitful heart. To prove his goodness. Because he's a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. I have to think of Job. What a pathway Job walked through, didn't he? How the Lord permitted Satan to touch all that Job had. All his earthly prosperity gone in one day. His children gone in one day. Shall we not receive evil without a God and good? And what did Job say? Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. This is a waste, howling wilderness that we're journeying through. This is not our rest. The Lord will not have it so, I believe. The rest of the people of God is in heaven, that perfect place, that holy place where Jesus is. This is not the rest of the Lord's people. As we travel through this wilderness journey, there will be trouble. There will be trials. There will be anxieties. There will be difficulties. Because it is through much tribulation you must enter the kingdom of God. Man is born unto trouble. Trouble came into this world because of sin. Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. But Job could go on and say this: He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch thee. Think of the trials that he had, the difficulties. Think that it takes really grace to believe that, I believe. To believe the Lord in 6 troubles, in multiple troubles. Of course, that was said by Eliphaz, one of those 3 friends who spoke so much that was wrong against Job. They judged that the reason this calamities had come upon him because he'd committed those sins. And now that's true. All sin in God's sight. All sin is in God's sight. But these things were brought upon Job for his teaching and for our teaching. Job was a perfect and an upright man, one that eschewed evil. But he could say, in all these troubles, delivered in 6, yea, in 7, yea, in a multitude of troubles. A man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. This wilderness journey, there will be trials, there will be difficulties, there will be troubles, and we should not be surprised when they come. We should not be surprised by them. Yes, sometimes the magnitude of them surprises us. We feel so cast down, not cast away, of course, but cast down. Job could say this: But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The trial of our faith being far more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. We have to prove through all the trials and tribulations that we go through that his grace is sufficient. What a mercy, though, if you and I have a true grain of living faith, that God-given faith to trust him, to look to him. Yes, even when the situation might seem at its blackest, even the situation when it might seem at its worst. It's like the bow in the cloud, isn't it? The sign of God's faithfulness, the sign of his covenant. It's often said that the bow in the cloud is seen when the clouds are at their darkest. Think of that time, the fourth watch of the night, when the disciples were in that boat, that ship, and how the sea was boisterous, tempestuous, and how the Lord wasn't with them, and how that troubled them, and how the Lord saw them, though. And then the Lord went to them, and they cried out. And then Peter, that one that walked on the water to Jesus Christ, and he took his eyes off Jesus, didn't he? Took his eyes off Jesus. And then what did he do? He began to sink, didn't he? The waves began to engulf him. And what did he do? He cried unto the Lord, Lord, save me. That's a good cry, isn't it? Lord, save me. Lord, save me from trials. Save me from drowning. Save me from going under. Save me from my own evil heart. Save me from the rocks of shelves. Save me from myself. Lord, save me. In another account in the Word of God, it said, save us, Lord, we perish. Have you ever cried that? Lord, save me. That's a good cry, isn't it? 3 words. Lord, save me. Lord, I need thee to arise. I need thee to do all things for me. I need thee, Lord, to arise with that healing in thy wings. I need thee, Lord, to do everything. Have you ever cried that? Have you ever felt in such an extremity, in such difficulty, such a trial? There's no way out. You've got to cry to God, Lord, save me. Save me. What about the woman? The woman who had that daughter who was grievously vexed with the devil. How she went to the disciples and then she went to Jesus. And what did she say? Have mercy. She cried out for mercy. Lord, help me. That's a good cry, isn't it? Lord, help me. Have you ever cried that? Lord, help me. Help me to depend. Help me, Lord, to look. Help me, Lord, to lean upon thee. Help me, Lord, to trust thee. Help me, Lord, to continue. Lord, hold up my footsteps in thy pathway. Hold me up, Lord. I've got no strength. I can't hold myself up. Have you ever felt like that? Well, cry unto the Lord. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. What, isn't it wonderful? And he gave ear unto me. The Lord hears the cries of his people. And the Lord doesn't always grant that we want in our prayers. Of course not. The Lord knows what we need better than we do ourselves. The Lord knows us better than we do ourselves, doesn't he? He knows us through and through. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. If you're in trouble, and if you're not in trouble, then you will have trouble, I'm sure, because that's the pathway of the Lord's people. It's through much tribulation. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But what did our Lord say? But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. How can, in trials and troubles, the Lord's people be of good cheer? Because he is in control. Because he knows all things. He knows why the trouble came. He knows the way out of the trouble if there is a way. He knows everything. I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. Have you? Soul ran in the night, that really means weeping, crying, and out of the hands, had to wipe away those tears. Have you ever had sleepless nights? With cares, anxieties, and concerns? Have you ever turned to God in prayer in the night? In the Word of God, it says he gives his beloved sleep. Sometimes sleep goes from us, doesn't it? Have you ever felt that? Been unable to sleep, so anxious, so cared, so weighed down. And how can they be given sleep? By trusting in God. By looking to God. By making things a matter of prayer and leaving it in his good and gracious hands. The third psalm, Psalm 3 that we read together. The fourth verse says this. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. There's so much in the Psalms about those that cried unto the Lord, those that called unto the Lord. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. The 18th Psalm, the 6th verse. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. The 30th Psalm, 2nd verse. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Calling unto God, crying unto God. What a wonderful thing that we do have a God to go to. The last part from Psalm that lies on my spirit is the 107th Psalm. And this is repeated a number of times in that Psalm. Then they cried unto the Lord. Now, when did they cry? When they were hungry, when they were thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And that's in the 6th verse. It's also the 13th verse. It's also the 19th verse. And very similar in the 28th verse. And then in the word of God, there's no vain repetition. Every single word in the word of God is essential to the Lord's people. So you see, in the word of God, there's so much about crying unto the Lord. So much and calling unto the Lord. Have you cried unto him in all your extremities, in all your... This poor man cried. The Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The love of God to his people. Every single dispensation, every single dealing of the Lord with his people is in love. Yes, even in the most difficult trials, even in the most trying, difficult circumstances, it's in love to his people. It can be hard at times to believe that. I know that. I'm talking from my own experience. But it's a God of love, teaching his people, showing his people. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. All texts about crying, all texts about calling, texts about the Lord answering, texts about the Lord delivering. And there are many, many examples in the word of God of those that called upon the Lord in their difficult circumstance. Jehoshaphat, when that great company that came against him, we have no might against this great company that's coming. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And that's where our eyes have to be, the eyes of faith unto a precious Christ, an almighty God, the Saviour of sinners. We have to trust him. We have to keep our eyes fixed on him. Not take our eyes off him. Not look at the trouble. Not look at the waves. Not look at the billows. I think it's Matthew Henry says something like, times of trouble must be times of prayer. The Lord knows what it takes us, what it takes us to be taught to cry unto him, to cry unto a living God. And we must glorify him. If the Lord has granted you an answer to your cries, an answer to your petitions, you must speak to his praise, his honour, and his glory. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Going back to my son, when we were in hospital, it was a great trial, a great anxiety. And I remember one of the Lord's servants coming to visit us in Great Ormond Street. And he came up to see us and he said that he hoped the trial would be sanctified. And in my ignorance, I'm not a very learned individual in the things of God, one of these simple ones, I said to him, I didn't know what he meant. So what do you mean by sanctified? What do you mean by that? Well, I was so ignorant. And that's what we need the Lord to do, don't we? With all our trials, sanctify them to his praise, his honour, his glory, to use them, to use all trials and all difficulties to our teaching, that we might be taught that there's a God in heaven, taught that he's a prayer-hearing and prayer-answering God, taught that there's nothing impossible. We need all trials and all difficulties and sanctified, that it might do our souls good. Remember, the word of God says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are according to his purpose. All things work together for good. It takes grace to believe that, great grace. Simple to repeat it, to have a head knowledge of it, but to really, really, all things work together for good. Yes, even the most difficult, the most trying, the most exacting. All things work together for good. May you and I prove it. May we cry unto him in the day of your trouble, the day of my trouble. And what a day of trouble we live in. There's so many troubles, aren't there? Troubles on every hand. Troubles on everywhere. Troubles in afflictions. Troubles in the denomination. Troubles everywhere, aren't there? Well, in the day of my trouble, what is your greatest trouble? Well, let me rephrase that. What should be your greatest trouble? It's your sin. Are you troubled about that? Are you troubled about sin, or are you not troubled? Well, if you're troubled about sin, call upon him. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Call upon him in your trouble, in your anxiety, your trouble over sin. And so, oh Lord, save me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Remember me with the favour thou bearest unto thy people, and visit me with thy salvation. You might feel that might be an impossibility. You might feel to be such a sinner that saving your soul, you might think that's impossible. Remember, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Even the hardest heart can be melted. Even the most wicked, the vilest sinner can be turned into a son of God, the love of God. So in your trouble, whether it be providential, whether you're troubled over others, cry unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. And he gave ear unto me. It's wonderful to have the ear of God. It's wonderful to know that God in heaven hears and answers prayer. I was much touched by someone I know, someone close to me by the ties of life. And a few years ago, he was brought up, of course, to go to the denomination, go to chapel and so on. And how a few years ago he had an accident, a so-called accident, as a man would have it, in a car. He wrote the car off. And how, when he wrote the car off, another car, well, he spun on some ice, another car hit him. I don't know if I've mentioned this here before, forgive me if I have. But the car hit him, and in the car there were two young people, and they were not happy. They got out, and they were berating this boy. They were shouting at him, screaming at him. And I think this young man was in shock, because his car was lying in the ditch on its side. He got out, and he was unharmed. The two people were unharmed, but they were having a go at him. And you can imagine how that might feel. Two people shouting and screaming. Now, he knew he was guilty. He admitted he was guilty. He said he was sorry. It was his fault. He was going too fast. And then what did he do? He told us this story afterwards. He prayed. And I was so pleased. Not pleased that he had the trial, of course not. Not pleased that he wrote the car off, of course not. But I was pleased that he prayed. He prayed to God. He cried unto God. I don't know what his prayer was. I don't know how many words were in it, but the Lord knew. And what happened? A farmer came along the road at the instant, was kind to that boy. The other two went off. Their car had a few scratches on it. The Lord heard his prayer. The Lord answered his prayer. Now I know we cannot place our hopes of heaven upon the answers to providential prayers, and I realise that. But I was so pleased. When he was picked up later, the farmer was so nice to him. The farmer took him into his house. I think he'd realised he was in shock. And looked after him, and he was there for a few hours, and we had to wait for the recovery van to come. And I was heartbroken over that because it was my own son. He cried unto the Lord. I don't know if he'd prayed before that. I trust that he had. I trust that he'd offered up his prayers. I trust that he read his Bible. To really pray? He was in an extremity. He was in a difficulty. And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord heard him. You and I, no matter what our difficulty, no matter how trivial it might seem to some, no matter how simple it might seem, cry unto the Lord, whatever it might be, whatever the help you need, whatever the circumstance, cry unto God. Prove that he's a prayer hearing. Prove that he's a prayer answering God. Search the scriptures. How much of it is about crying unto God, talking to God, communicating with God in the day of trouble, in the day of your trouble? As I said at the beginning, prayer is a wonderful thing. It really is. Prayer, being able to communicate with our thrice holy God, one who's absolutely in control, with one who with whom nothing is impossible. To pray unto him, to uphold, to strengthen, to support, to uphold us in life's journey, and afterward, because there is an afterward, to receive us into glory. To go back to when I was in Great Ormond Street, that was a great trial, a great difficulty. I say this carefully. I don't wish to have that trial. I didn't wish to have that trial at all. But the Lord was in it. And that's what we have to prove in our trials. The goodness of God. I was taught so much. I've mentioned some of the things that I've said to my shame. But I cried unto God and he heard. My son has now got his own son. The doctor said that was impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. Cry unto him. He will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for them. Don't take no for an answer. Go again 7 times if he doesn't answer. A wrestling prayer, that could do wonders. Our hymn writer says that, doesn't it? May you prove the power of prayer. May I prove the power of prayer. May we cry unto him in all, in every circumstance. And may he answer our prayers. And may we pray according to his will. I cried unto God with my voice. Even unto God with my voice. My voice. It's personal. I cried. My voice. And he gave ear unto me. And it'll humble you. If ever the Lord hears and answers your poor petitions, it'll humble you. Why me? Why me? Why does the Lord hear and answer the prayers of his people? Because they're in accordance with his will. And to his praise, his honour and his glory. And if we don't get the response that we want, then we're asking wrong. We're asking for the wrong things, perhaps. Or it's not right for us to have those things. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Well, don't let him go. Don't let him go till he blesses you. Blesses you with answers, blesses you with the assurance that you're amongst his people. Those that love him. Because all things work together for good to those that love God. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Timothy Barker. And Mr. Richard Field is expected to preach to us, God willing, on Friday evening and next Lord's Day. The collections next Lord's Day will be for the Christian Institute. Our closing hymn is 918. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who their native vileness see. They are all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. Hymn 918.
Great and almighty Lord God, do, Lord, grant that each of us might be given that true spirit of supplication and prayer before thee, that we might cry unto thee, Lord. All things work together for good, to them that love thee, Lord, to them that are called according to thy purpose, Lord. We know, Lord, that that may not be for our earthly good, may not be for our prosperity here below, but, Lord, for that eternal good. May, Lord, all the things that happen in our lives be amongst the all things, and afterward receive us into glory, to be with Christ, which is far better. Do, Lord, prepare each of us for eternity by the various things, Lord, that happen in our lives. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, that thou may be all things to us for time and for eternity. Be with us as we part, Lord. Keep us safe from harm. Preserve us from all evil. Those of us, Lord, that have got longer journeys, grant longer journey mercies, Lord, and forgive anything this poor sinner has said amiss in our poor attempts to worship thee this day. May, Lord, thou have all the glory, Lord, and all the honour and all the praise. Be with us, Lord, in this wilderness journey, and may we be found leaning upon our beloved. Be with us, Lord. Be with the friends here, Lord. Uphold them, strengthen, support them. Be with thy servants, Lord, that preach here and the prayer meetings and so on. Lord, grant thy gracious presence, we pray. We'd ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.